We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're in the Shar Ha'ira, Perk Chi. We're up to the ninth chapter of the Shar Ha'ira. Ve'ilat zehu ki koach ha'yetzer lavo l'adam birtzon v'chepetz ha'adam. The idea behind this concept, that the Yetzer Hara can invade mitzvos as well, is that the Yetzer has power to attack a person specifically in the areas of his desires. And the desires could be positive desires. Be'ur ha'davar. Meaning, in a yetzer shalit lasot chifetz l'adam al davar shelo chafetz po. The yetzer cannot take hold of a person and cause him to want something that he doesn't want. We all have the areas that we have desires, and then some things that just don't talk to us. So the yetzer doesn't switch on a new desire within a person. The only thing the yetzer could do is work within the nature of a person, within the natural desires he has to begin with. If a person suddenly has a great desire for wealth, so then the Yetzer is seducing him and arousing this desire. The Yetzer uses this desire to cause him to contemplate stealing, becoming a bandit, becoming an armed robber. But it all begins with his desire. Meaning if a person has the natural desire for money, so then the Yetzer Hara guides that desire in that fashion. And v'im chafetz adam b'nashim, if a person's desires are focused around women, mefateh lasot v'im shelo kadat, so then the Yetzer entices him to do what's improper in that area. V'im chafetz adam b'chavod, and if you have a person whose desires revolve around honor, yefateh litgaot, ulitpeh b'chlon chaveroh, so then the Yetzer entices him to be proud and to gain glory at his friend's expense by shaming his friend, and to take improper control over public things, and to cause to spill the blood of man out of his pride and shaming others, meaning he'll embarrass people publicly just to gain his own pride. So if a person's desires are focused in Torah and doing mitzvos, so then the Yetzer, well, he can't switch his nature. He can't make him now suddenly want to go down a different path. What can he do? So then he works within that system. You want to do Torah, so he'll try to get that desire to do Torah to be destructive. And the same thing with other mitzvos. The Yetzer does not have the capacity to contradict our nature, to create a new nature within a human being, different desires. The Yetzer will not cause a person to want something that his nature finds revolting. But then the Yetzer leaves a person to his nature and his desires. What he does is he follows a person with cunning, and when he's going down whatever path he chooses, it's within that path that he sets up the stumbling block, and he tries to cause him to err, to do the mitzvah in an improper fashion. And then the mitzvah is most glorified. He does the mitzvah with the most strength when he's speeding down the wrong highway. So that's the explanation, that's the idea behind why the Yetzer enters mitzvot, why the Yetzer Hara makes it his business to be involved in the performance of Torah and mitzvot.
It could be like learning yeshiva all day, but now you decide to learn till 3 in the morning.
Right. Yeah.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, and the person learns out loud when he's waking up everyone else. So he wants to learn, so the HR gets him to do that one, Rob. Yeah.